Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello guys, I'm Jenny.
Hi guys, I'm Jason.
Speaking of what's happening in the world right now, so for the past week or so, everyone is talking about this missing flight,
right?
And this is the topic of our show today.
It's a really sad story, right?
And we still don't know what exactly went on. And as someone studying English, you might have seen or heard a lot of reports around this issue. And today, we'll be talking about some of the most key language associated with this story and helping you understand the language.
Exactly.
So as a student of English myself, Jason, when I see things like missing flight, missing jet, missing plane, I'm thinking, well, first of all, of course, when something or someone is missing, it means we don't know where it is, right?
Exactly. And this word missing, we can use with lots of different things. You can say a missing person, for example, or you can say a missing dog or a missing wallet. But in this case, we have a missing plane. So a plane was in the sky, and now we don't know where it is.
But besides missing plane, you might have also seen things like missing flight and missing jet. So is there any difference between using these three words? They basically all mean an airplane.
There's some small differences between them, but probably the best one to say is missing flight.
Missing flight.
Yes.
And a flight is something, it's not a physical airplane, right? It's like a flight number or I'm taking this flight to a place.
Exactly.
And this missing flight, which airlines was it from?
This was on Malaysia Airlines. So this is an airline from the country of Malaysia.
Now I have another question about this.
Yeah.
So, Malaysian Airlines, we're talking about one company, but why do we add the S to airline?
I don't know. That's just what we do. When we're talking about one company, when we're talking about one airline, we say airlines. So, Malaysia Airlines, American Airlines.
Okay, so it seems like if you're talking about a specific company, an airline, you add the S. Malaysian Airlines, Singapore Airlines.
Yeah.
But if you say it's just any airline,
you don't have an S.
Okay.
it's very weird. It's very weird.
Well, but you just need to remember when you're talking about a specific airline, you add the S.
Yes.
And this flight, it took off. It left Kuala Lumpur at midnight, right? And we have a word for those kind of flights.
Yeah, so these flights that happen during the night, we call red-eye flights. Do you know why we call it a red-eye flight?
Because when you don't sleep, your eyes get really red and tired.
Exactly. Right? So you arrive in the place that you're going and you have really tired, red-looking eyes. Maybe you sleep, but usually most people don't.
Okay, so can you say, I took a red-eye flight?
Exactly, that's what we say. I took a red-eye flight, or I decided to buy the red-eye flight because it was cheaper.
Okay, red-eye flight. Now, this missing flight was flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. And where did it go missing?
So it went missing over the sea. So not over land, but over the sea, over water.
And that's why it's really difficult to locate where the plane is.
Of course.
Because the sea is so huge, right? And the water is so deep.
Exactly. So anything could have happened.
And just now you used two phrases, over land and over sea, just to describe where the plane was.
Exactly.
And many countries have joined the search efforts for this missing flight.
So we have which countries? China, Malaysia,
Vietnam, Thailand,
Singapore, I think as
United
well.
United States,
yeah.
Australia, a lot of people. And so a lot of countries are helping to look for this missing flight.
So in situations like this, we call that a search effort, that people are putting in effort to try and search for this plane. You will also hear the word rescue effort. So for example, if they find the plane and there are people stuck and they're trying to help them, you can say, oh, there are many people participating in the rescue effort.
So a search effort or a rescue effort.
Exactly.
An effort is something that you're working really hard on.
Yeah, you're trying.
You're trying. And then when it's a search effort, it means you're still looking for something, mm-hmm. right? Looking for this missing jet. It's called a search effort. But if you're trying to save people from the plane, it's a
rescue effort.
Okay. So when there's natural disasters like earthquake or a tsunami, we often hear the word rescue effort.
Exactly. Mm.
Okay. And in any airplane, there's a small box.
Yes.
A device that can help us search, locate the plane. And what is that called?
This is called the black box.
The black box.
So the black box is something in the airplane that records everything that happens in the airplane. And even if the airplane is destroyed, even if it blows up, the black box does not get destroyed.
It's so strong.
It's so strong that nothing can destroy it. And so this is important with flights like this, where if they find the airplane, they can find the black box and they can figure out what happened.
Yes, but we still haven't found the black box. So we don't know what really happened. And a lot of people are guessing, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's very mysterious. It's a really big mystery.
Mysterious. It reminds me of a very popular US TV show a few years ago called Lost.
Ah, yeah, of course. Mm. So things with airplanes, especially like this, are always very mysterious. No one knows what happened.
And that's basically what mysterious means,
mm-hmm.
right?
When no one knows. Know. Yeah.
No one knows what happened, and it's very rare and unusual.
Exactly. Very weird.
Mm. So weird means it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And rare means it just doesn't happen that much.
Exactly.
Mm. Now, there have been a lot of guesses,
mm-hmm.
or there's another word which you might have heard to mean the same thing.
So this is a bigger word, and this is speculation.
Speculation.
Yes. And so speculation means people are guessing what happened. Maybe it was this, maybe it was that, but no one really knows.
So that's called a speculation.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the speculations?
Some of the speculation has been that there was a problem on the plane and it crashed, or maybe the pilots did something.
Jason, just now you said the plane crashed.
Yes.
So when a plane crashes, it means it blows up, it falls to the land or the sea.
Yeah, so when it crashes is when it hits the land or hits the sea.
Hits.
The moment that it hits the land or hits the sea, when it is not supposed to, it hits the land and it crashes.
A plane crash.
Yeah.
Mm. And also you said some people are saying maybe the pilot and the co-pilot did something.
Yeah. But I think at this point, it's all speculation. No one really knows.
Mm, no one knows for sure.
Exactly.
And some people even said maybe the plane got hijacked.
Mm-hmm.
So when the plane gets hijacked, it means there are people on the plane, usually a passenger who hijacks the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people are saying maybe the plane got hijacked.
Yeah, so hijack is an interesting word. This means when someone takes control of something else. And so when we talk about hijacking an airplane, usually it's a passenger on the airplane that maybe they have a weapon or something to scare people, and they're able to control the plane. They go to the pilot and they make the pilot go where they want to, or they start hurting people or things like that.
And the people who hijack a plane are called hijackers.
Hijackers, yes.
Now, besides an airplane, can you also hijack a bus?
You can hijack anything.
Okay.
We use the word hijack a lot. You can hijack a bus. You can hijack any vehicle. We also say things like hijack a conversation.
Oh, so that means when people are talking about something and then you kind of steal the conversation and talk about the things you want to talk
about. We're only going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Okay, to hijack a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and finally, now, of course, we're still searching for the missing flight, and everyone is still praying for the passengers and the crew on the flight and their families.
Mm-hmm.
So passengers are people who take the airplane, and the crew includes people like the pilot, the co-pilot, and like the flight attendants.
Exactly. So the crew are the people that work on the airplane.
Okay, so lots of useful information for us there.
And we hope that this will help you guys understand what people are talking about right now in the news and media.
Exactly. Thank you very much for listening. Brought to you by Open Language English. If you want to check out more lessons, download the Open Language app or go to openlanguage.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
See ya.